never give up and don't you lose hope, cause we all are hanging from the same rope now. Trials may come.
It takes a good dose of courage and perseverance to get through a pandemic.
True, but it also takes a good dose of patience, resilience, confidence, optimism, humor, and love. Not to mention a dose of determination, endurance, empathy, motivation, hope, and ingenuity.
But above all, it takes a second dose of vaccine.
A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Rising people, DJ Bobby Payne. I'm here to give you some musical vibes in the morning, you get me? Catch me on all platforms at DJ Bobby Payne. Let's go.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. Your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. Oh. And I see you. There's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. Yeah, and I'll be right here with you till the end. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north. Yeah. I get my light right from the source. Yeah.
Hey, when it come to you, pistol like buzz, issue with trust. Won't let no one get a piece of your love, yeah. Base it on loyalty, base it on us. I ain't the picture perfect type, but I'm making it up. You say you want a bad flip, but I can't get enough. I'm rich alone, but when I'm with you, I'm bitter as forbidden food on apple juice, can I sip on the cup? Mix it with some 1942 and I'm beating
girl,
you up.
Girl, you chosen, get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me and just me only, yeah. Girl, you chosen, get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me, it's just me only.
I was cool with being out rebound. When we creep around, he ain't gotta know us. I ain't tryna do too much. Baby, let me give you just enough. You're safe with me now, come to my safe house. And let me put the pressure on you. Let me put that body on tuck. Give you good sex, that loving. Should be my final. Walk you down that aisle. No, we ain't gotta talk about it. Don't talk about it. I risk it all about ya. I'm standing tall behind ya. If you fall, I got ya. No, we ain't gotta talk about it. I'ma walk about it. I risk it all about ya. If you lost, I find ya. Rip them panties off ya.
Watch, not a redress. It's a million plus three reasons I lie. And I just don't want you to waste my time.
Cause I'm trying to get with you. I be feeling down, but I'm fine when I'm with you. You be thinking I be lying when I say I miss you. Girl, you know I'm on your body like a tissue.
They be calling you Illuminati when I'm with you. I say maybe it's your third eye, I love your mental. BBS is on me, look like now, later lick you up. I bet you never go back to the guy that was with you. She got everything.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ
and when you
Payne.
Get dressed up, you take hours. Baby girl, you know you can do it.
Lord,
you got
hard.
Call me sitting my phone. I've been waiting for hours. I'm all lost in the mirror. Picture of you fresh out the shower. So I might as well swing over to your place. No late, but I'll be there at 8 if the traffic allows it. Sit you down, I can show you around if you're late about it now. But for you, I got something to prove. What do you say? What do you say? Should we bring it right back? Honestly, it's better like that. I know we've been falling off track. Bring it right back. Let's just put the time on the past. We don't gotta take it too fast. Bring it right back. You don't gotta stay the night. Just wanna take the time. I know all the things you like. Take me if the mood is right.
Yeah.
like your exes. Oh, he ain't tell you that you sexy. Lock it down if you let me. I'm nothing like your exes. Ooh, yeah. Nothing like your exes. Nothing like your exes. See that you pull up alone. All in the club with no panties on. You ain't gotta check your phone. He don't know, but he got it on. We both know that he a clown. Tell by how you walking, he don't down. Don't you hear me talking, baby? Call me now, I go crazy.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Doing such a good job, I pat myself on the back. Flight confirmation, I cash through the app. Ain't nobody robbing me, I answer doors with a strap. Anywhere I go, I put Southside on the map. Charlie said she loved me, I said I love me back. Tried to cuss me out, ain't going for that. Said they want my clothes so they can order the packs. But I'm addicted to the trap, you never know I relapse, so. No can do,
get ready to be entertained, enlightened, and empowered with the Empower Hour.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for pulling the vibe, bro. Let's go.
Yeah.
Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Kaya, Gina the Great, Pharaoh, and a special guest from Toronto, Hunter. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens who are listening and tuned in on Facebook.
Blessed melanated rising, everybody. I'm so grateful to life, God our creator, and to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be on here this morning. And as that today's show, let it be very entertaining, let it be educational, let it be enlightening, and most importantly, let it be empowering to our listeners. Keep everybody in a spirit of love, light, unity, positivity, great health, and strength. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Ashe, oh, ashe. All right, July 29th. How's everybody doing?
Yo, when did July end?
I'm saying.
Yo.
Like, I thought we just got here.
Did it even start?
I mean, it did if it's ending. That's how that's going.
Yep.
Well, on my end, I had a nice little girls' weekend. Me and my bestie, we drove down to, I usually say Toronto, but I'm going to stop saying that. I'm just going to say Mississauga.
Okay.
We never go to Toronto.
All right, okay, cool.
At the end of the day, like, it's Mississauga. That's what we're doing. Like, whatever. It's fine. Suburban life.
Okay.
But we were supposed to go out to dinner in Toronto and suburban life again with the children. My nephew started soccer, which he's bomb at. Like, you had the other kids like, Get that guy!
Okay,
so
like
he's
that,
nine. Bro. He was feeling himself. He caught two points. Yeah. So that was nice. It was a whole thing. I was there with my partner in crime, my niece.
Okay.
That's my A1 day one right there.
Okay.
So she and I just hung out all weekend. It was blessed. Team no sleep. I'll say that though.
Team no sleep though. Yeah. That sounds like it. Yeah. But that's good though. That's good. What else? What's going on?
Guys, I got too used to the pandemic pace.
The slow down.
Now when people are just like, now that life is on fast forward again,
yeah,
they're just like, sorry,
it's really fast.
We missed a year and a half, 18 months. Like, let's get to it. And like work's just like, hello, hi.
Yeah.
We're open. We're going like we missed 18 months. It's like, oh, okay. So that's how I'm feeling. But otherwise, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's July, but I'm feeling good.
Nice.
Good.
I'm just like, I'll be waking up with a smile on. I was like, oh yeah, good morning.
That's good.
Good morning today.
That's the vibe.
How are you today?
That is how you're supposed to feel. That's good.
I'm trying to wake up earlier, like on the regular, not just for Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working to 8 a.m.
I like that.
And I'm trying to work to 7. Okay. Someone told me you guys was 6:30. I was like, bro, you tripping.
Yeah. It's tripping.
I ain't got no kids. Nothing like that.
No, but actually, I remember I used to be on a thing. I used to get up. It was like 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Me and
a couple of them and them. But it was because we had listened. It was an audio we had listened to. I can't remember which one. It was I feel like it was a 4-hour work week.
That sounds about right.
It could have been. You know?
How long? I'm sorry.
It's called the 4-hour work week.
Oh, talk about it. Talk
okay,
about
no,
it.
And it's just basically a guy, Tim Ferriss, big shout out. Is the 4-hour work week or 8-hour work week? But anyways, the point is, it's either 4 or 8. Now I'm thinking about it. But the point is, it was teaching about, like, you know, how some of the most powerful people on the planet, they wake up mad early in the morning, they get a bunch of stuff done. It's like they have a jump on the world, you know. So we're following that for a little bit, and it actually works. Like you feel more empowered, you know, like when you get up at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, you're like, yo, yeah, like you know, the rest of the world's not up,
right? The rest of the world's
like the $1 million or the $1 billion
millionaire mind.
No, not the $1 million mind, but we had said it months back, mm-hmm. and it was the $1 billion routine. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they said 6 o'clock. Sorry, I mean, maybe some said 5 or 4. Yeah, outrageous.
No, certain people just go to sleep at them times. But
at what time? Sorry,
at 4.
A.M.?
A.M.?
Who does that? Yeah. You.
Well,
I haven't done that since I was a you.
Our special guest does that.
Special guest, dude. Yeah. He's got that kind of nightlife.
You know what? Sometimes you're not ready for sleep until you're ready for sleep. So, you know.
Sleep catch you?
Well, you know, when you catch up with me, you know what? I'm more of a, let's just say, I slow down and then bam, I'm gone.
Then
you know,
bad, like you're gone. Okay.
You know what I mean? But it all depends if I'm eating on food or if I'm doing like work, you know? Mm.
Okay, so most times you're eating food, though.
Yeah, well, you know what? Now that I'm here, yeah, I'm eating food regularly and slowing down regularly.
Regularly.
You know?
Regularly.
That's Montreal. Montreal got good food.
Well, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. My brother been eating well and well since I got here, and let's just say I probably gained about 6 pounds in 3 days.
Okay.
You think so? From when? From Bowfinger?
Well, hello. Did you see how I slowed down after that?
Yeah, you slow. I don't know. Okay, yeah. Sorry. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is our special guest, Talking Hunter from Toronto. Also known as my bestie.
Was that your sound effect?
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was pretty dope. Okay, cool. No, you know, I'm gonna acknowledge those things.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it today. So, tell us how your week was.
So wait. You're just gonna roll over. So this is the famous bestie.
This is the famous bestie. You know what?
I'll tell you one thing.
I don't like to be on display. That's why normally I'm well, but it's a little early.
Right.
So, to be on display like this early, I'm kind of feeling a little away.
Yeah.
I'm feeling more than just away right now. You know what I mean?
Yes. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
And you didn't tell us how your week was yet.
Oh, you know, well, when did I come up? I came up Monday. And, you know, the drive was nice. Everything was good. Got here early.
Mm-hmm.
First things first, you know, my brother had to eat. So, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I did that. And then, you know, just chill out, vibe for a little bit. And my thing is, I have like a list of food places that I want to hit up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we've been knocking some down. And let's just say, after I eat a food, I'd rather be slowing down. So, you know, yeah. Oh, we're talking more than a little nap.
He's been over on the couch. He's not napping this way. Yeah.
It's a little sleep. You're saying, okay.
You know what?
And I'm like, should I wake him up? I don't know. I'm not sure.
You know when kids be falling asleep and they're on an angle, you're just like, yeah, that's that. Yeah, their neck shouldn't be.
Right.
Like, yeah. I be doing them type of ones. Okay. Because, you know, the food out here is heavy.
You're heavy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The food out here is heavy. So.
Have you come to the pub yet?
No, I haven't been on.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You got time.
Well, you know what?
Awesome.
Just make sure there's a little hammock or something nearby. You know, so our brother ain't lasting long.
But
the good thing is, you know, when you eat it, you get a good little nap after that.
Right, yeah.
Man, when I get up, I'm not like, you know, miserable or anything.
Yeah,
I'm refreshed.
You're
ready.
Ready
to go. Do it
go.
Again. You know.
Ready
so
to go.
Yeah, man. So we eating good though here.
That's good. All right.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
It's the Pharaoh hour.
It's the Pharaoh hour.
Go.
No, okay, yeah, because I listed 15 things here on my top of the morning.
You sure did.
So I'm glad to be back. Did you guys miss me? Okay.
You were gone? Huh?
Yeah, okay. No, no, it's okay. No, it's okay. No, it's okay. It's all right. No, I understand. It's okay.
The love.
It's okay. Wait, let me
turn the camera back to me.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I don't. I know I did the show low last week.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. No, and I tried to tune it. It just wasn't happening. But anyway.
It's okay. You shouldn't have because you're on vacation.
Facts, right? So, and I was pretty good on vacation this time. I only worked like maybe, I don't know, 10, 15% of the time, maybe. So which is, I think, really good for me. So, I went out west.
Woo!
So first of all, I'm advertising for the West Coast. I feel everybody should go.
Go
check out Alberta, BC. Just do it. And right now the flights are reasonable. Okay,
I like that. Yeah, because they haven't been.
And the thing is, it's almost upsetting because like the reason I've never really been out west is because when you used to check the flights, it's like what $800 to $1,000 per ticket.
Not expensive. Yeah. I'm not even leaving the country.
I'm not even leaving the country. I'm like, yo, wait. And then you check like Jamaica, you check Trinidad, that's like $6.
Yeah, you don't know, $450.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm like, wait, why are they doing this? So anyway, so I guess this is one of the gifts and the curse that came from COVID. So no one's really trying to cross the border these times or whatever be the case. So yo, going across Canada is what it was. And the flight prices were what it was, you know, super cheap. Yeah. So whole family, we went down, landed in Calgary. Big shout out to Auntie Marilyn. I went to, so we were in Alberta, just, you know, Calgary, first of all, from day one, from getting in, like the night of was jokes. Like the trip, I have to say, from beginning to end was awesome, right? So went to my wife's cousin's house, hung out, trying to adjust to the time, like they're what, 2 hours,
2 hours behind.
And so, you know, so now, like, it's like 1 a.m. there, 3 a.m. for us, but we're still down to turn up. Mm-hmm. But we bring Montreal in the house, right? So when Montreal's in the house, like, you guys know we get down. Montreal turns. So even my, it was funny because my wife's cousin is giving us the signs like, okay, like, he's kind of tired.
Wow.
Jokes. And I thought
I'm gonna let y'all finish. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to bed.
No, but we were turning up. We're having such a good time. So that was, you know, from day one, we had a good time from when we got in. And he kind of let us know the lay of the land too. Just let us know. In Calgary, it's, you know, it's a little different out there.
Yeah, my brother lives out there. So
yeah, you gotta be ready. Matter of fact, I'm wearing my plaid shirt today
just to
what do you mean? I went by a hat. Anyways, I came back country. Anyway, so that was lit. All right, now next, so we left from Calgary. We drove up to Edmonton.
Nice.
Big shout out to my Auntie Sharon. We spent some time in Edmonton. It was amazing.
Really? I love that.
2 days in the West Edmonton Mall.
It's really big.
The mall that has everything.
Everything. Yeah. Like, so we did the water park right away. That was because we were just
there's a water park at the mall.
What?
There's a whole beach.
You didn't hear him say
there's a beach, a water park.
Exactly. In the water park, there's a beach.
Okay.
And the thing is, what was lit, so it was like Tuesday. In the afternoon.
Okay.
It's empty, right? It's like, it was a perfect time to go to the mall.
Right.
We went on every single water slide.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, no, that's a lie. I don't go on those drop downs.
Yeah,
like, those straight. I don't know why anybody does
those.
Like, what?
Those are fire.
Why do you want to drop straight down?
You get a mad wedgie, though.
Yeah, see?
You get a mad wedgie, though.
Just the thought of them not down.
You didn't do it. Okay.
Did you see the dolphins in the submarine situation?
There was dolphins. We saw, at the time, the dolphins were out, but another big thing that I can't remember the name right now.
Manatee?
Could be.
I don't know.
It was a seal. Oh, okay. My gosh.
Wow.
Sorry,
he was just a seal.
Guys, don't know.
Put you on the spot.
I know. I did see that. But anyways. All right. Let me speed this up because I did a lot. So now, after we went from there, there's more. There's more in the mall. We did the... Okay, so that was day one, actually. Because we were kind of bleached after the water park,
of
right?
Of course, yeah.
Come back the next day now. Next day, we did the amusement park.
In the mall? Like real big rides and things?
No, Trisha's not hearing me. I'm saying...
I'm hearing you, but
there's an amusement park roller coasters.
Did you go on any of the rollies?
Yes, we did.
Yay!
Then I did go-karting.
They got that.
Two-story.
He said everything.
Two-story go-karting track. Two-story. Up, down. Up, down. Guys, and the thing is, it's electric cars. So now, I was like, electric cars, okay. Now, first of all, these electric cars go mad fast.
Yes.
So that was like,
absolutely.
Okay.
You don't hear the vroom.
No, that's the thing. You don't hear the
vroom. The vroom's not there.
But And what's kind of weird is that there was a time there was something on the track and they could really shut all the cars down. Like, wait, no, like, yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, pressing gas. Like, no, nothing. Something on the track so they could control you.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty safe.
Okay. It is.
Okay.
Because the fact that the cars go mad fast.
Right.
So, you know, big shout out to my niece and my son. I brought them on the track as well.
Love it.
You know. Yeah, so that was pretty late. So that was just Edmonton. All right. Drove back from Edmonton, went back to Calgary, then flew to Vancouver.
All right.
Ooh. Okay.
Turned up in Vancouver, guys.
Yes.
My cousin Jared's out there. Big shout out, Jared. He's a big time actor out there doing his thing.
Hey.
Actually, I have a commercial that he sent me. I'm gonna share it on the Empower Hour. His last commercial he was in. But I like Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, if it wasn't for the money aspect, because it's kind of expensive to live out there.
Absolutely. Sure. Yes, it is.
I would leave Montreal.
I'm sorry,
Montreal. I love you guys. I love Montreal.
Right.
But Vancouver just had a vibe.
Yeah.
And the weather.
Yeah.
And I was like, and okay, I didn't even tell you guys. They're free out in the West Coast. Eh? When I say free, no mask. Eh? Like, it's free.
It's true.
Like, where you're like, yo, wait, this is, am I breathing here? Am I seeing people?
My brother's out there.
People's faces. Yeah. It's a different world. So anyways, just a real, like, the vibe was great. I went down to the beaches. Food was awesome. Had some crazy drinks with my cousin. Tried all kind of different things. Okay, I won't go into detail about some of the things I tried, but I did all kind of wild things. I know. I was like, wait, this is a morning
show.
I can't even go into all the
families are listening.
Exactly. I got a few families listening. So just to say, we had a really good time in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I did some shopping, but then I went to a festival too.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to share it on the Empower Hour page. I shared it while I was, I shared it on the Facebook group, the OFC Facebook group. There was like an Afro Descendant festival.
Okay.
Oh, for real.
All right.
Yes. No, because I'm like, I want to go Afro Fest and that's in the United States of America.
No.
How did that
Afro Descendant? It was good.
Okay.
But I have to say, and now this is no shade to anything.
Yes.
But it was the first time I seen an all white band.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what kind of music were they playing?
African. Yeah. I just had to ask
for our listeners.
No, I know.
It is called Afro Descent, but there's white people in Africa.
I know. Exactly. There are white people in Africa.
Exactly.
I'm not sure if they originated it, but they are there now. Now, they are, there was a black guy singing, and it was a white back. It was interesting to see.
It was interesting. You took any pictures?
Of course. And my video. I got all kind of video. I did. I went to every kiosk while I was there.
Okay.
Gave them a little plug.
Did you get your OMC card?
Of course.
Of course you did.
Man, oh yeah. Of course I did.
Raining OFC cards.
Yeah, I was like, everybody, tout le monde. I was networking like crazy. You guys know how I get down. But it was good. Like, I did some shopping out there, bought some Rick and Morty t-shirts. It was dope. What a passion. So anyways, okay. So that was Vancouver. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. No, right? That was Vancouver. Flew back. Did Banff.
Okay.
Have you guys been to Banff? Anybody
we're
been
supposed
Banff?
To last
no,
year. And then the world shut down.
Never been. No, but I would like to go.
You want to go.
That's it.
You want to go to Banff. You guys want to go to Banff. Yeah, I'm just
really?
Saying.
Okay.
Well, my son schooled me on why the mountains are so high in Banff. Like, okay. he explained like stuff he learned in school.
Nice,
so, okay, shout out school, I guess.
Nice. Okay.
So basically, like, there's things that happen underground, something about plates and something spike in crazy.
You
mountains.
Really took the lesson.
So, yeah.
You
so
really,
basically, thank you. I know.
You really
thank,
took the lesson thank, about why.
Thank you, Trish.
Yeah, you
exactly.
Did. Yep.
Underground yep. plates smashing mountains.
Okay. Yaman.
So, mountains beautiful.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
High mountains, the air, the vibe, the atmosphere. Mm. I went to there was like a market, bought some fruit and stuff like that. First of all, I was jaded. I forgot because I was jaded because in Vancouver, I went to what I thought was a farmer's market, bought some cherries. And then as I'm like about to consume, just in passing, I'm like, these are organic, right? She's like, oh, no, they're not. I'm
ooh,
like,
oh, can't
what
have
an ass. What kind of farmer's market is selling me GMO fruit? Wow. So then I was biased when I went to Banff as well. I didn't trust them. I was like, I'm buying this, but not, I feel it's GMO stuff. But
okay, anyway, got you.
So that was that. Went up in the gondola. You guys ever been up in gondola? It's
I've been in the one in Vegas, but like
never in life. But it seems like an experience.
Next level.
Yeah.
Next level, because the mountains are gigantic.
Right.
So you're going up and you're in this thing and it's like you're suspended and the thing is kind of bouncy.
Oh, the gondola, you mean like the ski gondolas?
But only 4 people in the gondola at a time.
Cool. And it brings you up the mountain.
I thought you meant
the
boat.
Smooth though?
It was it, like you have to be ready.
It's bouncing. It's
going up. Like it's smooth, but there's every once in a while there's a little dip in it that you kind of feel in your belly, right? And yeah, so it's one of those things you got to be ready for. But it was a beautiful again when you get up there.
Yeah,
the view is beautiful. Yeah. Took some great videos, pictures. Actually, shout out to my cousin Dion. She was up there with us. Actually, my cousin Dion, Cheyenne, my whole family on the West Coast was with us. I had a great time. Now, my highlight. After Banff, went back to Calgary. Great. Squeezed everything in last day before we left. Went to the gun range.
Woo!
Guys.
All right.
I don't even know where to start.
What'd you shoot with?
Oh, yeah. I started with a Glock, right? Simple 9 Glock. Yeah. Now, this is my first time shooting a gun.
Okay.
Now, I have to tell everybody, I think everybody should shoot a gun at least one time in their life.
Yes.
One is because it demystifies the whole gun thing, right? Because it's like you see, and it's like they almost teach you to fear the gun, and it's like all kind of different things. But when you actually have it in your hand and you bust off your first shot, you're like, it's not that crazy.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a good thing to just gun safety. I think everyone should know the power of a gun, what it is, like how to carry it, how to aim, how to, like, just in these times, especially.
Yeah.
Zombie apocalypse is upon us. Sorry, I'm just saying. Just kidding. But I just think it's a value that everybody knows how to bust guns. But, so anyways, I did the Glock. I did like a 45. Did a shotgun.
The 45 hit different though.
Let me tell you what hit different, guys. Let me tell you what hit different. The Desert Eagle.
Oh no.
The Desert Eagle 50 cal.
Wow.
Hits different.
That takes 2 hands as a shoulder.
I was gonna ask, did you
Yo,
do the one hand.
Yo,
thing?
Never What's do the
you,
one
you
hand.
You can't do the can't one do hand. You'll break your whole wrist, bro. Yeah.
So it's got that much.
You can almost break your wrist on the 40. I did that. I did a 2-handed thing, cocked back on my wrist. I was just like, ow! I don't like this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore.
No, it was anyway, guys. Like, I just to say. So you hold the 40, and they teach you how to hold 2 guns. And do you know you're not supposed to cup a gun from like under? You know you see stuff on TV. I'm trying.
Yeah, because it's a TV.
That's TV.
You're not supposed to do that.
No, because if your gun jams your thing is going to pop out from the bottom. Exactly. Yeah, it's going to bust out, not fall out.
Okay.
And that's your hand, right? That's so anyways, so you have to hold it properly. You know, you're holding a ting. But yo, the 45 now, you have to flex a little bit for it. Not the 45, sorry. The Desert Eagle. The 50 cal, you have to flex the shoulder.
That thing is heavy.
Like, get your back leg ready. You guys can't see, but I have to get my back leg ready.
You've got to hold it.
And lean into it. And lean into it. And the bang!
Yeah. Like, you actually see fire.
Of course!
Hey. You actually see fire when it comes
out. Yo, anyways, we did 1 shot each of that. It's like $10 a bullet. but you only need one.
Okay.
You only need one.
Okay.
Right? And I got to give them a shout out. Shout out to Andrew out there at the gun range. I can't remember what it was called. But, he was telling us why they don't put a clip in the 50, right? In the Desert Eagle.
Okay.
Because, first of all, the trigger is not—it's not that hard to push the trigger. It's a light trigger,
gotcha.
But the gun is a big gun.
Oy.
So, picture you bust this gun and you semi lose control of the gun.
Oh,
you're busting 3 or 4 more of these uncontrollable shots.
Oy.
Guaranteed.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. Guaranteed.
Totally understand. Yeah.
So, you're here for the safety.
Safety first.
But that's important because as much as people want to run and get guns, now you understand they're not toys either.
Yeah. At all. Okay. Like even like yo, like my wife and stuff. She came as well, and it's just like just and. It was awesome to see, and just I find it's really empowering. But it's like you know, you when you're busting off the shotgun, you gotta put your body behind that one.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta hold it, almost hug it.
Yeah.
If I like, so basically, the ones I will have in my house in the future. I definitely will have a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
I feel everybody should have one, right?
Yeah.
Just because one, you got those buckshots, you're not missing anything, okay? You just, you're spraying, you're hitting whatever.
Yeah.
And I think it's just good for safety. I'm going to definitely have a Glock, something simple hand thing in the house,
okay.
Just something.
Okay.
And I will have a Desert Eagle in the box. I feel you have to have one.
You don't need a Desi.
You don't need. You don't need it. You don't need it. I'm not saying you need a Desi in the house. But I'm gonna have a Desi in the house. In the box. In the box. Just in the case. Just to know it's there.
No, I need
just,
to get a lock up. Lock up.
Just to know it's there. But anyway.
Super locked up.
So anyway, so just to say, I posted on my Facebook the other day. I feel everybody should, you know, have a gun or at least access to one and practice using it. I just think it's safe, you know. So that was my trip in a nutshell.
Well, that was the Empower Hour for you guys.
Hey,
we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening.
I had to recap, guys. There's a lot going on.
Well, I'm
going
to run through mine. I had a good week. I interviewed Antonia from Scoop Therapy for Goth Chronicles.
Ooh.
It was really good. She got some new ice creams coming out, you guys. Oh my God, I can't wait to get that.
When's she coming to the show to bring ice cream?
She's coming when I ask her to come. This is a little early for
you. Want ice cream at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, he said yeah. All right. So that, and I feel like something in the universe is happening with me, but I don't know what. But in a good way. You know what I'm saying? When nothing's moving, nothing's happening. But in my mind, I'm just like, something's going on.
I
so
like that.
I'm happy. I'm good. My homie's here. It's good. We've been laughing up a storm, and all is well. All is well. All right. So we're going to move to the headlines because, like I said, it's 7:30. So let's get into it. Let me switch to background music for y'all. All right. Watch DJ Trishy Trish on the one.
What? Hey.
All right. So let's get right into it. So we got some headlines. I just picked four today because there's stuff going on, but not a lot going on. All right. I'm hearing something. Okay. So Mayor Sue Montgomery granted a stay of proceedings on suspension ruling because she was suspended without pay. We had Sue Montgomery on our show. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So basically, she was granted a stay of proceedings Tuesday by Superior Court Justice Mark Phillips and will remain in office for the foreseeable future. She was actually accused of, what did they say here? Failing to show respect and courtesy to staffers, as well as trying to suspend borough director Stefan Plante. So how you guys feel about that?
Stefan Plante?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Is Valerie's brother or something?
I don't know who it is. Actually,
no, I don't know.
So she was basically accused of those things. And I'm not sure. When we spoke to her, I was like, okay, she was cool. I didn't get back.
No, but I know Sue, kind of.
I know you know her.
Yeah, and like, basically, they're just trying to silence her, man. They've been trying to silence her.
Yeah, just
because, you know, she fights the power, man, and she's not going to take any BS. And like, you know, they did their regular okie doke where they, you know, made it seem like join the Valerie Plante party, and it's going to be like, right, you know, we're gonna change the world and do things and listen to the community. And then they came into power, and all that changed. And when Sue realized that things weren't going according to what was being said, she tried to question it, and then they basically started to silence her. But it was even worse than that, because there was some complaints being done. I think we had spoken about it anyways in the past, you know. So there was some real complaints by some staffers, like some things that was going on in the office that are completely inappropriate.
I remember
and
that.
when she brought that to light, that's when she started to get basically really attacked, and that's really messed up. But it just shows you the game that we're playing, man. It ain't a fair game.
All right, that's that. Okay, so next one. A Montreal borough objects to a man with multiple sclerosis installing a wheelchair lift.
What?
Yeah, so they're saying because it literally, I'm just gonna sum it up, they're saying because it won't look decent.
They didn't say that.
Because it's not aesthetically pleasing?
That's right. That's basically what it is. He suffers from multiple sclerosis.
Does he own the borough now? Because I think he should just shoot it.
Yeah,
on his borough.
Yeah, they said it doesn't look aesthetically pleasing, so they were like, nah, no, you can't have your lift. Sorry.
I don't even understand how this works. Like, is that even... Can they do that in real life, for real?
Look at the whole story.
Like,
I was going to ask, what does that look like?
What do you mean?
I want to see what that looks like. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't look aesthetically pleasing,
yeah,
like,
then what is
some hideous type of?
Exactly. It's not like they're going to go put in an old lift. Like, I don't quite understand. I don't. Yeah. He says it says this isn't our heritage.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
I can't even keep on reading it because it's so disgusting. Oh my God.
This isn't our heritage.
Yeah.
When did this happen? Because I need resolution.
This is as of Tuesday, July 27th. This was reported.
Sue the city, sue they mama.
Yeah,
sue everybody. Sue everybody
sue everybody.
Yeah. I feel like some kind of discrimination somewhere. I feel like that's some kind of discrimination. I don't even know how to who or what, but
absolutely is.
It's disgusting.
Something don't sound right there.
Yeah, something
doesn't. No, but I don't know.
This was on the news before too. Like, they actually asked, then the city refused to answer them.
That's disgusting.
Okay. Yeah.
I have no comment. I have no comment. Guys? It's
like,
just weird.
When I heard it, it hit me too, because you guys know my mommy's in a wheelchair, right? Mm-hmm. So had they said, yo, you can't have a lift for her, I don't know.
Okay. Anyways, guys, I shared the story on the Empower Hour page on Facebook.
Yeah, read that all. All right. So next up on the docket, the Habs owner apologizes after days of criticism for drafting a player who violated a woman's consent. Jeff Molson says Logan Mailloux will not participate in the rookie or main training camp this fall.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you need repercussions to the actions that you do. Like, I'm saying that loosely. I don't know the full story. Right. I don't know if he was convicted. I don't know all these different things. I don't know if it's ongoing. Because, I mean, there's also been situations in the past for a lot of athletes who get falsely accused, but there's a lot of them who are doing things, you know, whatever. So, no. Because, and sports in general.
Yes.
Especially, like, the NFL, too. They've been targeted for doing things where it's just, like, it's all about the money. And it's, like, we have to come into the ethics right now, you know?
That's right.
See?
Anything?
No, I'm
good with that. Yeah. Okay, cool.
I just like how they just get ahead of it, right? Like, you know what? We're not going to wait for later on stuff. We're just going to, you know, nip it in the bud right now and then.
I mean, he had to get criticized for it, though.
Okay, my question would be, they didn't know what happened prior to them, like, acquiring this player? Or,
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, I mean? Like, exactly.
Did they know these things, or did they say, okay, you know what? Because, I mean, it's like one of those things where they might ask them, like, yo, have you done anything like that we should know about type of thing?
Yeah.
And then do they go from there? Or is it they wait till it hits the fan and then they'd be like, all right, so, okay, you're out for
duration. Way they scout these athletes and stuff, like, you go into the whole everything. Because, one, you need to know everything about them to try to scout them, to try to get them in there.
Right.
So, like, I don't, if this is something that the public had to come to him and be like, yo, you guys are doing something with somebody who did XYZ.
Right.
It's hard to believe that they didn't know that.
I understand what you mean,
I mean, that's assumptions.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So next up, we got Little Burgundy residents concerned over recent string of violence. In less than 1 month, residents of Montreal's Little Burgundy neighborhood have had to deal with two shootings, both within a few blocks of each other. On July 3rd, a 21-year-old man was shot and killed on Saturday, a 22-year-old woman was injured by shards of glass after a gunshot was fired at a car she was in.
Oh, wow.
I'm saying, what's going on?
Yeah, this is just over the last couple of weeks?
This month? Yeah, so they're concerned because it's getting higher and higher every weekend and something.
But what's causing it? Like, and they don't know. Well, okay. I wish Kaya was here. Kaya's already here. Because I'm trying to understand, like, because usually there's a reason for these kind of things. Like, either is it like some kind of dispute, somebody's trying to step on somebody's territory.
Yeah, something.
You know, like some kind, sometimes it's even over a woman. Like, you know, it's all some kind of random thing, but there's usually like cause and effect, right?
That's usually not
just random shootings, you know? So
I hear you.
But anyways, it's a shame that that's still happening, though, especially in these times.
I'm telling you, what's going on?
But remember, people are back outside more now.
Right.
Yeah, you know, true.
I mean, and it's like once everything kind of opens up, activities start to open up as well.
I guess so.
Yeah, we had a year of introspection, people.
Yeah.
Well, clearly, they were tired of that year.
No, but you know.
Not enough. It's time to act.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I remember watching a video clip not too long ago, actually, that was even mentioning RDP, like, and the violence that all throughout the pandemic, actually. They never stopped, actually.
They never stopped.
It was wild. Like, but you don't really realize that there's really gang violence going on in, like, other parts of Montreal. Like, you know, it's like, it's still Montreal. You know, in Montreal North, like, they have, like, you know, and it's, like, bloody mess. Like, they're killing back and forth. And it's like, how come we're not hearing about these things?
I have family who lives in RDP and Mariana. If you're not involved in that, you're not usually affected by it per se.
Okay.
Right? So like it's within the street, right? Mm-hmm. Now this woman who's in her car getting injured from shots. Now it's no longer in between gang violence. Now you start hearing about that a lot more.
Right.
And so that's what we're seeing.
It's almost like what the carelessness kind of thing. Like they're just popping off. Yeah. And then
like if you're gonna decide the street life and you're doing whatever you're doing in the street life, like you hear a little less than that. If you're a bystander, when it's starting to be affecting any random person who's just trying to live their life, then that gets brought a lot more to light. Because otherwise, we'd be hearing about a whole lot of
stuff.
I remember Pac years ago when there, like, when there was, like, obviously a lot of gang violence going on in LA. I remember he had created rules, like, no, like, you know, like, no drive-bys in, like, daytime, like, you know, like, all kind of, and the gang members were respecting it, like, you know, like, okay, like, all right, we have our beef, but let's just avoid, like, hitting innocent bystanders and stuff like that. And,
right.
No, it's getting crazy in Saga. They were doing it at parks and stuff, and they're just like, yo, there's kids there. Are you guys kidding? Like, no, just because your target's there, you just got,
Now, like, I know in Toronto there was a string of stuff that happened over the years, and it's like downtown in between like condos, and there's random like regular folk just walking, and then all of a sudden you see two mans just come up and start, you know what I mean? And it's just like, wow, these folks have nothing to do with it,
nothing.
And you're seeing a lot of the like the video from the buildings and stuff like that. You see people scattering and running, trying to get into buildings that they can't even get into because they don't live there.
Oh my god!
You know, so there's a lot of this type of stuff that is really popping off, and it's crazy. It's so unfortunate. Yeah,
it's crazy. Yeah. So, lastly, before we get into the affirmations and goals of the day, Simone Biles withdraws from final to focus on her mental health, and I think she did a great job. I think this is what she needed to do. I think that people criticizing her saying that she quit on America, they suck. Yeah, because the people, of course, you're gonna have a few people criticizing, but I think what she did is great. I mean, you guys.
So there was another athlete who wrote on that who literally got paralyzed because she continued doing what she was doing.
Was it the gymnast there?
Yeah, and she in midair she kind of just lost her mindset and then landed on her and then broke her neck. And so she's just like, and because before Simone Biles actually withdrew, like she did whatever, she's like, no, I'm not good. They're like, no, you're good. We saw you, you're good. She's like, no. I'm not good.
Good. Right. Good. I love that.
So
Because they don't give a ish about you.
They really
at
don't.
The end of the day, they're trying to get ratings. They're trying to get numbers. They're treating you like cattle, practically. Right, right. So pretty much, good. Yeah. Stand up for yourself. Say, nah, I'm not down. I'm done. Like I applaud that 100%. I applaud that 100%.
Yeah. I watched one of the interviews, not with Simone Biles, but with other athletes, and they were just asking questions based off of the whole Simone Biles thing.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of funny because everybody's different, and just because Simone Biles does it, it's like they're now attributing it to every athlete.
Mm.
I mean, some of the questions that they were asking, really, they had no business asking these other athletes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's one thing where that kind of took me a little off, and I just said, why are they asking them? Because it was even awkward because some of the girls were just like, you know what, I don't know, I didn't really tap into that.
Yeah.
Like, they're so focused on their own thing, right? And that's one thing I like about Simone, because she's focusing on her own self,
right?
And that's her journey,
right?
It has nothing to do with anybody else, right? But I feel that it's good that everybody has a chance to at least express themselves and do what they feel accordingly.
You know, I think I had read something where they were talking about not counting some of Simone Biles's like moves and stuff that she did
because she's too good.
Because she's too good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what makes sense? In the hell?
Yeah.
Like, but that's just to tell you like the game that we're in.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I shout out my wife because she's like, yo, honestly, we should basically have like Olympics in Africa. Let all the melanated people compete against each other.
Because
like, yo, they're out of this world. Like, let them compete against each other.
But you know what's funny though? It's like, if your moves are too good that they can't judge them, why though?
Why?
The difficulty might hurt other. Come on, man.
Give it up,
you know what?
Sounds like a perfect 10 to me.
And on that note, we are going to get into Gina's affirmation and goals, and we're going to start it off with Bungie Garland's Differentology.
We're ready. ready, we ready, we ready. The girl them a wait all week, forget up on the road like free. The music full of umbrellas, with thousands of chipping feet. Everywhere you look is just food, and everybody in a real nice mood. We gonna party all night, Everyone with painted body, clean credit and painted money. Nobody want to dance by themselves, everybody want to dance on somebody. Well, let me see your hands up so, everybody know put your hands up so. If you're ready for the road, let your friend them know. We're ready.
Yes, hello?
Okay, so this week's affirmation quote of the week is, sometimes your worst enemy be your own memory. Let that stuff go.
Oh. Sorry.
We were churching it. We were saying
a two-part quote. But yeah, let it go. Live in a present. This week's fun goal. It's not really a goal. It's just, it's now that, you know, Pharaoh's back.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
He missed 2 weeks.
I didn't see them.
He missed 2 weeks of goodness.
Yeah.
I got a couple jokes for you.
Hey.
I got a couple.
See, it's corny joke time.
Yeah.
It is.
I have to say I love these. Come closer, Pete.
No. Stop, Chris. Stop it. Yeah.
So, how do you make holy water?
Something get the hell out
with
of
the
it.
Net? I don't know. I don't know.
You boil the hell out of it.
See, I knew it was something about getting the hell out of it. Shit.
Do you need an ark?
Do I need an ark?
Noah. Yeah.
Because I know I'm
Stop it. Stop.
I'm good at these.
What do you call a man without a nose? Nobody knows.
Stop.
You know what? These are fantastic.
It makes me laugh when he does it. I'm just saying.
Stop. Which guy was here too? No. She hates them. Yeah. Just as much. You
know. Guys are saying she's cringing. She's like,
these are great.
What do you call a cute door?
Oh, there's more.
Thank you. Right? So, oh, another one? Oh, okay.
No, yo, he's been gone for 2 weeks.
This is what we're doing?
Yeah, you have to.
What do you call a cute door?
A cute
door?
A cute,
adorable.
I was gonna go there.
I like that one. I love it. Adorable.
And last but not least, what do you call a funny group of cows?
I have no idea.
I feel it's gonna be dumb too.
A laughing stock. Yeah, I think you were all great.
I think they were all fantastic.
They all made me laugh.
I all made me laugh too. That
it makes
was
me
great.
Laugh even more when Pharaoh doesn't.
Oh, come on!
Because the first
Pete.
Two he laughed at them, I was just like, damn it.
Yeah. I thought it was fantastic.
No, the first two were kind of funny.
You did an LOL in real life. Okay,
you
laughed out loud.
Whatever, guys.
Don't hate. Appreciate.
Whatever.
Definitely appreciate. All right, it's business zone time.
Welcome to the OFC Business Zone. Black excellence at its finest.
Black Kemet gods, black Egyptian gods, summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
That was one laoui.
This is the OFC Business Zone. For those who do not know, OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub. Think of us first for all your community and business needs. And this is the Business Zone where we bring you that melanated excellence.
did y'all miss him?
Guys, I've been away for a little bit. I feel like, you know, I got to bring all the energy back. Got to bring all the energy back. So, basically, we're continuing in our series. So, as you guys know, a couple of weeks ago, the OFC, we had our locals helping locals, business-to-business initiative, where we basically supported a bunch of businesses throughout the community. One of these businesses is Afro Musée, owned by Guy Magagalusa.
Well, it's yes. Mashagolusa.
Thank you. I tried.
You were so close.
I was close. Yeah,
so just, close.
You know, right there. So, anyways, yeah. So we have an amazing guest in house with us this morning. We have Sarah in the house. Mic check.
Can you hear us, Sarah?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Sarah. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Can we turn her up a little bit?
I'm doing that. Okay, talk louder again.
Sarah, mic check.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah, the music moving like that. Perfect. Oh, we're OFCing zone again. So, Sarah, thank you for joining us this morning and here to speak about the Espace Mashagolusa. Why don't you introduce yourself to the people?
Yeah, so my name is Sarah Bikai. I'm the Digital Development Officer at the Afro Museum. My mother is of Haitian origin, and my father is from Cameroon, but I was born in Montreal, Canada. And I've had the chance to travel a lot in almost all continents multiple times to connect myself and immerse myself in Black culture, African culture. And this is like a short introduction of me. And I have a very big artistic incline, which is why I have this position now at the African Museum.
Nice.
Fantastic. So what's the, well, I mean, without it being known, it's actually called the African Museum, but talk about the motivation behind it, what brought it to fruition, and what does it mean for the community to have that museum?
So the Afro Museum is basically, that's what it is. It's kind of like the representation of the African museums. It's like an agglomeration of so many smaller institutions, and the ideal would be to create like a larger network with that. And so the Afro Museum is celebrating the heritage of Africans and Afro descendants and their allies. So it's a gallery giving birth to this museum, and it's switching from sole proprietorship to a non-profit organization where we host exhibitions, cultural events, concerts, intimate concerts, workshops, panel discussions. We have a lot of collaborations as well. We're really focused on testimonies, like individual testimonies, people testifying from their personal experiences as Africans and Afro-descendants. So it's basically a creative hub offering the possibility for artists and collectives to express themselves in a safe space.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
And now the Afro Museum being part of the Locals Helping Locals campaign, what does that mean to you guys? What are the expectations from that? What does that mean for you guys?
So for us to be part of the Locals Helping Locals campaign, I think it's amazing. I think it's all about building a network, sharing resources, empowering one another. It's not so much about who's the best, but more who's on your team, who are your partners, what do you support, and who supports you. And I think pushing this perspective, it just shows what the community is all about. And I think it should also be the goal of every organization, bringing people together and not apart. So being part of this Black melanated networking community, I think it just feels right and essential to us.
Nice. And we're glad to have you guys.
Thank you.
So I actually stumbled upon it upon the Afro Museum just walking one day, and I thought it was this just brand new museum that just popped up. But y'all been here for a minute, right?
Yes,
you've been in the community for a minute.
7 years. Yes.
7 years. It's a beautiful space, to be honest, and it's very inviting from the outside. You see it; it's clear. You can see some of the artwork. But I understand you guys also rent out the space.
Yes. Yes. Like, we offer rental. People can rent the space if they need to, if they need to host an event, and if it's in line with our missions and vision, we would be more than happy to offer the space to whoever wishes to rent it. Yeah.
Well, now that Montreal's opened up, and all the milestone birthdays that were missed last year, and all the milestone birthdays that's coming up, I think it's a very, as long as obviously you want to be respectful to the space, there's a lot of history and art in there, and so
yes.
I think that's really cool from there. So
So I was gonna ask. So what do you guys have going on? Like, what kind of initiatives, activities? What's new or coming up for African Music?
So there's so many projects coming. We have the inaugural exhibition. It will be happening in the cultural start of the year. So basically, in the beginning of the fall. And this is going to be like a large video exhibition based on testimonies. But I'm still keeping the suspense because it's going to be soon. So we definitely invite you guys to come and to discover what we will be planning. We also have a project called Inspired by Mandela, where we're inviting artists in a two-day creative process inside of the museum. And later, their creation will create an exhibition on its own.
Oh, nice.
We are also organizing a big fundraising sale to finance the museum, and where we will be kind of doing the inventory of all our artifacts, our statues, all our masks, and people will be able to purchase them, as well as our textiles. We're also working currently on a mapping project. So in this project, we invite people to share their cultural African locations. So cultural locations that really are symbols of Africanity in Montreal to them. And we're currently working on really exponentially growing this project. So these are some key projects that we're currently working on.
That sounds super exciting. I can't wait for it. Do we have dates? Because I'm hearing projects, but do we have a couple? Can you sprinkle a couple of dates for us to put them, to pencil them in the calendar?
Sorry?
Do you have any dates, that any set dates that we can kind of pencil in the calendar?
Yes, definitely. So for the mapping project, it's already it already began. So people can just submit to our website at www.afromusee.org. They can just submit their cultural spaces in Montreal, African cultural spaces. For the inaugural exhibition, it should be towards the end of September. And for the Mandela exhibition, so the call to artists that we're doing, it will be hosted between the 4th and the 5th of September.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we got stuff to do.
I know.
In upcoming months.
Yes,
we might have to talk to you guys one more time before everything kicks off in September. Like there's, or before that event in September. There's all kind of things you have going on.
Of course, definitely.
We just put the afromusee.org on the Empower Hour page on Facebook for those who are listening and following online. So you guys could just check it out there and give them a click and a follow.
Fantastic. So, Sarah, where can we find this Afro Museum? Where, like, give us those details, please. How can we reach you?
So, I mean, in terms of physical location, it's at 533 Ontario East. So it's in the center of downtown. It's right between Sherbrooke and Berry-UQAM's Metro. And it's on Suite 100. And if you want to find us online, because we do have a big presence online in terms of website and as well as social media, it's going to be the www.afromusee.org, or our social media is simply Afromusee, both on Instagram and on Facebook and LinkedIn. And if you want to contact us for any inquiries, it's info@afromusee.com.
You know, and before I let you go, there's something I wanted to ask, that because I know you're doing a fundraiser where you guys are going to be selling pieces now. But on a regular basis, can people come in there and buy pieces, or is it just that one day?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
That's what I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if it was just a museum just to come see, or if people could actually come and buy pieces there as well.
No, okay. People can definitely come in and buy, whether it's pieces or textiles, and the prices are definitely negotiable.
Okay.
But the big sale, we're really going to put a focus on selling all of the pieces and kind of giving like a little round tour of the people that might be interested in buying some of our private collections.
Oof, amazing. That's going to be huge. All right.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, Sarah, do you have any words of empowerment that you'd like to leave the people with?
Well, first of all, thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity, for building such an empowering network and platform. And thank you for inspiring us every day and to keep sharing in order to be one.
Well, thank you and your family for doing what you're doing, because the Afro Museum is very important. It's very important for us to be able to connect to the roots that we have. So hats off to you guys.
Keep up the great work, sister.
Keep it up.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, Queen. Peace.
Bye.
Little community updates.
No, that was awesome.
I thought you guys wanted to talk about it a little bit.
No, oh, yeah, yeah.
Just, I didn't want to touch it right away.
No, it was really good. I'm excited. I've been wanting to connect with Afro Musée for a very long time, so I'm glad to have them as members of the OFC, but also just, you know, to have them within the community. What they're bringing is exceptional.
Absolutely.
All right, now I have to give you the updates.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
Oh, yeah. OFC Community Updates. Again, for those who do not know, OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub. Think of us first for all your community and business needs. And I mean literally all, okay? Anything you need, you call the OFC, all right? We got your back, and it'll be our pleasure to help and serve. And this is the OFC Community Updates, where we basically just let you guys know what's going on in the community. Because there's a lot going on in the community.
There's a lot.
But now, basically, before we dive into updates, I have a very special guest in the house with us today. A very, very special guest. Goes by Yo Dollar on Instagram. I said that right? Yo Dollar. Okay, cool. I'm trying, guys.
You're hippity hop?
Yo, I'm I'm here, you know, I'm just scrolling through my online stuff on the Facebook and the Instagram.
Okay, not me. Please, not
okay. Okay, so...
Jesus.
So not just do we have a very young entrepreneur in the house, this is also my nephew. I'm really happy that he's here. I'm so proud of his developments as a young man. He has started a clothing line. He has, he has a vision for what he wants to do and where he's going. So with no further ado, I'd like to welcome Johans to the Empower Hour.
Welcome. Hey.
Talking to Mike.
Hey, what's up? My name is Johans.
Hey.
And yeah, so I have my own clothing brand called Moshe Good.
Moshe Good?
Moshe Good.
Yeah, so instead of saying me, I'm good, it's Moshe Good. So it's for Anglais to represent Montreal.
That's it.
I like that.
English. Yeah, exactly. So like Moshe Good is the for Anglais term. Moshe Good means not letting people or situation get to you and always rising above.
Nice. Yes, like
this is the next generation. You guys hearing this?
Good for you. How young are you? How old are you?
I'm 16.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, well, like, I'm 16, but it's good starting business at a young age.
Of course. It is.
Of
absolutely.
Course.
Good